Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hey, Rachel. You'll be the second one that I tried to get. The first girl was not able to help me. So hopefully you will be. I don't know what to do here. I'm trying to place my third order of the day. And when I went to place my last order, I got a pop-up that said that I could get your socks instead of $3.95 a pair for $1.95 a pair. And so I hit claim this deal and then tried to add more stuff to my cart, and it all disappeared. And now there's no deal. So the last girl I spent a half hour wasting my time on the phone with said she can't see those deals and there's nothing they can do. And if I just want to write a bad review about the situation, that's fine, because there's nothing you guys can do about it. And I don't know, I've referred so many family members, I'm even shipping this shit out of state. And if you're going to offer a deal, you should be able to back it up. And I'm not attacking you. Please don't think that. I'm just very frustrated, and I should not have to go through this and have to keep making calls and trying to figure it out. If you're going to offer a deal online, it should stay in your cart, or you shouldn't offer that deal. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. It's just that here we're... I'm sorry, ma'am.
Is there a solution to my problem?
There probably is. Here we're in the call center, so the offers that we have in the call center are a little bit different from what are on the website. So when it comes to technical issues, we're not exactly techie here. But what is your name?
Sandy Delaney.
Okay, is that the name that you placed your order in?
Yes. All my orders are placed under my account.
Okay, if you could
guess what? It just popped up after I finished my order. But guess what? I don't want to pay for shipping again. So I just placed my third order. Let me screenshot this. Maybe I can email it to somebody to prove that I'm not a freaking liar and that you guys don't support what your website says is going to be happening.
Okay, if you're placing those through omaxhealth.com, you can screenshot and send copies, excuse me, to the care line that's available there. And if the orders were just placed today and they're unfulfilled, if you do need to start over, perhaps those can just be voided out and you can restart it. But in the
Now it'll let me get the socks, but now it wants me to pay shipping for the socks since my order is already done. And I don't want to pay shipping for the socks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a
free shipping code you can give me?
We can't issue codes, ma'am. We don't have any codes in the call center.
Of course. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Any discount codes would be available there on the webpage, or if you were listening to a podcast or something like that and you were offered some type of discount code there, it would be applied in the discount code box or where it says, excuse me, it says discount code or gift card code or something like that in that box is where you would place it. But unfortunately, here we do not have any discounts, and our offer is even different just a little bit than what's on the website.
Okay, I think that's a really crappy way to run your business and to upset your customers.
But if you're dissatisfied with an order that you've placed, you can send a copy of what you've screenshotted to the care line, and if you do need to, if you just place those orders today, they can, of course, remove the order and you can start again. If that was what you were not intending to order. As long as it's unfulfilled and hasn't gone through, then you can actually start over.
All right. Now, it's just too big of a hassle. It shouldn't be this way. I would just like somebody that understands their system to care and make things right with the customers instead of having me go in and cancel orders and redo orders and cancel orders and redo orders.
Okay, ma'am, are you wanting us to tell you why something's not loading into the cart?
No, I'm just not wanting you guys to offer things online and then not let it follow through.
Okay. I actually am not sure exactly what the issue is at this point. I've not gotten an account pulled up that's in your name yet.
Well, how about my email address? Or how about I could give you an order number? Then I bet you could find it.
Okay, what is your email address?